to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, founder of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. With me is Nathan Fox. Let's dive in. Dear Ben and Nathan, a friend of mine set up an introduction for me to a lawyer in my area who's incredibly accomplished. I'm really looking forward to meeting her. I've been putting together a list of questions to ask her. What do you think is the most important question I should ask? Whoa, the most important question. I've also been reading Rachel Gezerse's book. It's been very helpful. That book, by the way, what's that called? The Law Career Playbook, maybe?
Yep.
Okay. It's been very helpful. I especially related to the section about the hidden job market. I've been working in political campaigns for the last 10 years, and the only job I landed from a job posting was my very first one. Since then, every job I've had has either been through networking or referrals. Anyways, I don't want to waste any opportunity I have to network with a practicing attorney. As always, love the podcast and the demon. Thank you. What's the most important question?
That's a tough one. I guess I would start by commending M for hustling. That's awesome there. I mean, that's a great quality in a future lawyer or future anything, really. Just getting out there, like saying yes to things. You know, your friend was willing to hook this introduction up and you went ahead and it sounds like the meeting is scheduled and you're actually doing it. Boy, that's step one, just showing up, right?
Yeah, well, how many times have we recommended Rachel Gezerse's book, at least on the Thinking LSAT podcast, and people not bought it or read it, right?
Yeah. So here, and that book is all about hustling, yeah. By the way. It gives you, like, she gives you actual scripts, yeah, for here's how you do a cold email or a cold call or whatever to try to network your way into whatever area of law you want to practice in. I guess, I mean, maybe I would start with asking, you know, people like to talk about themselves. And so I think if you ask this lawyer anything about their practice, mm-hmm, presumably you're interested in this practice area. If you're interested in her practice area, I would just ask her questions about the practice area.
And maybe more specifically, ask her what she does every day. Say, hey, what do you do every day? And what's your typical day look like? What do you like about that? What do you not like about that? You kind of get her to open up and just, again, reveal, right, about the profession. Those little insights can make you much more aware of whether you want to pursue that or pursue something else. It can also help you with your law school application, I imagine. You'll be a little less naive when you're, yeah, talking about stuff.
You're very likely to open 5 or 10 different doors, you know, of like, maybe I want to practice in this area. You open the door and you look in, maybe you actually walk in for a while and explore the space, and you're likely to end up deciding, oh, I don't want to do that, on like 5 or 10 of them before you settle into your actual practice area. So, you know, I might be open to that, or I might kind of flip it, because I think sometimes people are like, I definitely want to practice law in this area. Yeah. And so then they would spend the whole time asking, like, how do I get into your area of law? And instead, you know, notice what Ben said. His first thing was, well, find out what she does every day.
Yeah.
Because what you think she does, or what you think that practice area is, might be one thing. But what it actually turns out to be is a completely other thing, mm-hmm, right? Like Cole Black, my lawyer friend who practices immigration law, I think many people are surprised to learn that what she really does every day is like fill out tons of really formulaic paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, you imagine yourself like crusading on behalf of the downtrodden, and what you're really doing is like working for mostly corporate clients, and you're like really just making sure that all the ducks are in the row for them to import whatever engineer they want, yeah, from wherever.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be very administrative and very paperwork driven and form based. And like, she writes computer programs to process these documents. And you wouldn't know that if you didn't ask her that question. So I like that. What do you do every day?
Cool. But she has a PS. My daemon just updated to 2.0 today and it looks amazing. I'm so excited to get going in it. I'm glad to hear that, Em. It took a lot of work.
Dude, it does look great, Ben. I've been using 1.0 yeah. through the whole, all of the classes and everything that we've done since COVID.
Yeah.
I've been using 1.0 the whole way.
Yeah.
And I was like dragged along with all the other 1.0 users. I didn't do like the beta stuff. Yeah. I was not like using the 2.0 links in advance. I didn't do any of those things. Yeah. And so I was just like migrated along with everybody else to 2.0. I like went to log on to the daemon and it just automatically put me in 2.0.
Yeah.
And I was like teaching a live LSAT class of like 100 people at the time when it happened. And it worked perfectly. Oh, it was seamless. It was just like easy. I was like, oh, I'm in 2.0 now. Wow. Oh, shit. This looks good. Yeah. And it was like actually better. And my whole class, who similarly had just been dragged into 2.0 at the same time, they were all like, wow, this is really good. So anyway, Ben, congratulations. Oh, thanks, it looks awesome. I know there's a lot more work ahead, but you've been killing it. So it's awesome.
Thank you. No, it's good to hear. Cool. But anyways, if you have a question for the show, email us at daily@lsatdaemon.com. Thanks for listening.